Lifelike Electric's Mark.
Hi, Mark. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, all right. How are you?
I'm good. I was following up. It sounds like you might know why I was calling, because we're having trouble with the payment.
Yep. I'm trying to resolve that issue now.
Okay.
Because I am also part of Angie Leads, and they have been sticking it to me, to put it in a nice way.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I hear that a lot about that company.
Well, I mean, you set your lead amount, and then half of your leads you get are complete garbage and trash. And then you try to get refunds for them because they're not even electrical related. And then they refuse to give you a refund on it.
Wow.
I mean, I get phone calls all the time working on electric for vehicles and in trailer, like pull behind trailers and campers and a lot of different just odd things. People want me to work on their Ring doorbell, not install it, but work on it.
Oh, no.
And, like, none of those services am I listed for. But I continue to get them, and I continue to get charged for them. And I would think
that's extortion or something for them to charge you for something if it's, you know, if it's that far off. I hear that all the time, and I don't know how they're getting away with it. But people tell me that, you know, from other industries too, that they're getting all of these things that aren't even related to what they offer, and then Angie's will still charge them. How much does it cost you for something like that if you don't catch it?
Anywhere between 35, well, between 20, well, the cheapest one is like $27.
Wow.
All the way up to like $65.
Okay, and, so they're not cheap either.
Oh, no. I mean, when you know, if you have a limit of, you know, say I've got $500 in leads a month and I get $250 or $270 in leads are complete garbage.
Yeah.
You know, and then 2/3 of the other half, they never answer the phone or call back, you know. And, I mean, I'll call them as soon as it pops up. I can call them within 30 seconds of it popping up, and they'll never return my phone call, never answer, or anything else. So that just makes me even more suspicious.
Yeah.
You know,
so I bet the bank kind of froze your card in the meantime until you figure that all out, huh?
Yeah. Yes, they did. And I've got it's just been a mess. It's been a mess with them.
I wish I'd have
never done it.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I hear good things about that program too, but the most people tell me what you just did, you know, and it's very hard to manage too if it happens all the time. You know, if it's a one-off situation where you get someone talking about a Ring doorbell, fine, that's easy. You can call and report it. But people tell me it happens so frequently, it's so hard to manage it, you know, especially when you're out running a business and you're trying to do, you know, take on clients, you know. So
it's a complete pain in the butt. It's been aggravating. I've shut them down, and now I'm just trying to get all that figured out. I feel that way. I feel like they've stole my money.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You know,
that's
this is month after month after month after month after month after month.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that. So for this program, there's an option if it matters at all, because they stole so much money from you. If things are tight, this program includes $100 extra worth of Facebook ads. One thing you could do is take those Facebook ads off, and it would lower your past due amount to just $199. And sometimes people do that if they're in a tight spot, because you could always call back and put the ads on later if you wanted to. And then I would recommend to get this squared away as soon as you can, only because when an account goes into suspension because of the payment, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done on the account. And there's a big orange banner at the top of your website saying, you know, the information here is no longer being updated. So usually that's just a little friendly prompt to get you to call us, you know, and straighten it out. But, you know, a potential client might think that you're not in business or something if they see that, you know?
Right.
Have you seen the site that we built for you?
Well, I'm still waiting for it to be switched over to lakelifeelectric.com like it was supposed to have been.
Let me look. Hold on 1 second.
Because now it's still under the old one last time I looked at it.
LakeLifeMO.com, right? That's the one
nope.
that we have it under now. Okay, so you want it under LakeLifeElectric.com. Do you own that domain?
Yes, and that's what I've explained to them several times.
Okay, I wonder.
I'd be kind of honest. I'd have been kind of aggravated with that, too, because it's supposed to be getting this. That's still not on Google. It's still not, like, on the front page like it's supposed to. It's not even on the right website name. I know I haven't paid you, and I really wasn't in a big hurry about it because the way I feel about it, y'all haven't done what you said you're going to do either, so.
Yeah. Well, thank you for relaying that because, you know, aside from Angie Leads, I want to make sure that we're performing, you know, and if there's a problem, I definitely want to get it fixed. I do want to let you know that first page placement industry standard takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it a little bit faster. And I'm already showing that you've had been seen on the first page of Google 165 times, and you've had 15 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So that leads me to ask, do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No, because the majority of them I get through Facebook still. I mean, I have gotten a few calls because I have asked some clients, you know, well, how did you hear about me? Because typically everybody calls me. They're like, yeah, so-and-so, you did some work for them. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. Then, yeah, they referred you, blah, 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 blah. That's where most of it. Now, I have had a couple people that have called me because they looked me up on Google.
Okay. So the activity coming from the Facebook, because we're running ads, is also as a result of this program because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So I'm showing 151 clicks to your Facebook page from the ads that we're running. So, I mean, it looks like that portion is also...
Actually, it is up now because it's been a month or two since I've looked at it. But I knew before, like, standing in my own home where my business address is, I've clicked electricians near me, and I wasn't anywhere on it. That was less than about two months ago.
You know what's one thing that you could get even better results is the Google page is definitely verified. It's optimized. You are now ranking on the first page, but there's no reviews on there, right? So sometimes sometimes that will affect conversion, meaning there's going to be other companies up there that have a 5-star rating. And if you don't, that could, you know, like I said, affect the conversion. So I can send you an email that will help you with that. And
okay,
it'll
well,
say, you know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it'll say thank you for using Lake Life Electric and Remodeling. And if you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve a 5-star ranking from Google.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood before when I was talking to the original person when we were going over this. Because she had asked me about, you know, like my reviews and stuff. And she said that, you know, we can pull off of, it was like 4 or 5 of them or something like that off of your Facebook to put on to the Google thing for your reviews. And at the time, I'd only had a couple because I never really pushed it, which is my own fault.
But so I called up some people that I do, you know, a bunch of work for, and I said, hey, you go in there and lay some reviews. So they did. So I just assumed that they would get pulled over from Facebook, or maybe I just misunderstood her. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. We've had people that tell us, oh, we have all these reviews on Facebook, or we have all these reviews on Yelp or on Home Advisor, and can you put them on the Google listing? The answer to that would be yes, but if Local Splash goes into your Facebook and copies and pastes reviews and puts them on your Google listing, it will show that Local Splash is copying and pasting and putting them there. And this, it would also look the same if you did it. And that looks very suspicious to an end user. You know, like, why is somebody posting all of these reviews from another source? So the reason that this review generator email works so well is that you can send it out in an email or in a text message, and especially if it's someone that's already written a review for you on Facebook or on another source, you know, send a quick text to them with the link. Most people will do it because all they have to do is click on it, and they're already happy with you, and you're in control of it. So you know how in business there's always somewhere along the line, no matter how great of a business you are, you're going to come across that one guy or lady that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy, right? So don't send this to that person, right?
They'll get one. I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to give you the chance.
Exactly.
Not voluntarily.
Yep, that's exactly, yeah, so you know, you're following me. So, you know, so I already sent you that email, and you can start utilizing it right away. And like I said, it'll trigger a text, so you'll have that Google link in your text also if, you know, you want to, you know, kind of forward it along. And then,
forward that link to whoever I'm working for at the time, and they can just click on it after I forward it to them, and they can leave a review, and that will go to my Google. Correct.
Exactly. That'll go to your Google, and anyone can do it, even if it's like a friend or a relative that can vouch for your business. You know, I always say, you know, don't have them lie and say, oh, he came in and put recessed lighting and he's the best if it's someone that's just a friend of yours doing it. But they can put, you know, hey, I happen to know that Lake Life Electric is a trusted business in the community and Mark has X amount of years of experience, and don't hesitate to call him. They can go on there and write that with a 5-star, and that's totally legit, you know, because they're vouching for your business. Yeah, so you can do that too.
I don't have enough friends to go in and give me enough reviews to give me 5 stars anyway.
You know what? I'm going to go on there right now, and I'm going to give you your first one just so that you, how many years of experience do you have? I'll put it.
I'm almost 18.
Okay. So I'm going to put, you know, this is a trusted business in the community, over 15 years of industry expertise, and I'll give you a 5-star rating, and that'll at least get the ball rolling. And then you can start getting, you know, some more on your own. And then what I would recommend, Mark, is since you're doing well with the Facebook ads, don't take that aspect off yet. You know, I think you should stick with the $2.99 package because you're doing good with the Facebook. And then I can have the technicians look at the Google listing and make sure that if there's any updates that would help your performance, that they would, you know, kind of apply those for you behind the scenes, and that will help you as well.
Okay. Yeah, because as far as, like, the website page was concerned, I had gotten them, because when this all first started, and they started that whole Facebook thing, and I told them, I said, well, I have a domain name. It was what's that one everybody goes through? Crap.
Is it GoDaddy maybe, or
yeah,
Wix?
Yeah.
Or GoDaddy, okay.
And so I got the domain name back in, when I first started the business, back in 2001. And,
okay.
But they were starting to work on my website, and I was getting it because I had all my information in West Virginia. I was in Missouri at the time, so it was like a week before I got back home to get everything.
And
yes.
When I came back, gave, I've got her name wrote down, who I gave my website address to, and she was like, not a big deal, we'll have them switch it over, and everything will be good to go. And I was like, okay, so I waited and waited, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just still M.O., like M.O.
Right, right.
So
I wonder if there's like some kind of content on there already that hasn't been finished. What was the domain again? Give it to me one more time.
LakeLifeElectric.com.
LakeLifeElectric.com. Okay, let's look.
Last time I looked on it, there wasn't anything. It said this domain is available, but you know what? I got a bill from GoDaddy. They charged me like, I don't know how much it was. It was like $1,000 or something.
Oh, you're right. I see. LakeLifeElectric.com is parked free, courtesy of GoDaddy. So, and then it says get this domain, and you have to click on it. So what I would do is maybe find out if I don't know how hard they are to get a hold of or whatnot, but maybe find out from them how you can get the credentials for that domain over to us. Because all you have to do is, you know, say, hey, Tina, it's a GoDaddy domain. This is the domain, and here's the username and password. And then we can go in and take the site that we built and move it over to there. Now, in the... You already said...
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's why I had to go to West Virginia, because all my information stuff was there for, because I had just created it, and I left and went out of town. So when I went back, I got the paperwork that had my username, password, all that stuff on it, and I called the lady back and gave her all that information. She was like, perfect. She goes, I'll have them switch this over. And I said, good deal. Of course, that's been months ago.
I'm looking in the notes here just to see if I could see it. I don't really see it. I can ask Selena, because she's the one, it looks like, that had been working on your site. So I can ask her, and it could be because GoDaddy says that this is a park site and it's available, even though you paid for it. Do you think there's a variation that maybe, for instance, you have LakeLifeElectric.net and you think it's .com, and that's why we can't port it over, because it's a different domain. Do you think that that's a possibility?
As far as that, no.
Yeah.
It was a .com. I'm trying to find.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find my notebook that had all my stuff in it.
Yeah.
But I do know for a fact, 100%, that I gave her that. Now, you know, things happen. Didn't get sent over to whoever it's supposed to get sent over to, or whatever.
Yeah. So here's what I'll do, Mark, because I can hear that you're shuffling around and you're trying to look for it. You don't have to find it right this second. I'll send you an email that says, please reply to this email with your website domain and login. And that way, as soon as I get it, I can forward it over to that department, okay? In the meantime, the nice thing is it doesn't affect your business dramatically if you're using the site that we built. And here's why, is the site that we built, even though it's, let me look at it again. I think it's like the Lake Life co.com or something, right? So even though it's not, yeah, let me go back and look at it. I clicked out of it. Yeah, LakeLifeMO.com, right? So even though it's LakeLifeMO.com, it still won't affect you, because that site is linked to Google, to Bing, to Facebook, to Yelp, to Yellow Pages, all the directories that we have you on. So when people look you up, all they have to do is click on the site. So they don't even have to know, oh, this is LakeLifeElectric.com or LakeLifeMO.com. They don't need to know the web address, because all they do is click on it and it takes them over to it. Okay? So I want to get it fixed for you because you've probably already advertised the other site, you know. So I'll definitely, once it gets over, get that fixed. But in the meantime, I don't think it would affect you that dramatically, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell if it has or not because it's never been, you know.
Yeah.
It's never been Lake Life, so I can't say. I mean, I stay busy, so.
Yes. Yeah. Start asking, though. I mean, I think you'll be surprised just because of the results that I'm seeing. There are results on the dashboard that are coming in, and even in addition to the people that are clicking on you from Google and the people that are clicking on you from Facebook, there's even two people on top of that that went in on your site and filled out the contact form, and that came over to you in a lead. And the nice thing is the keywords are being tracked, so it's showing that someone typed in electric, electrician, Lake Life Electric. They're typing in different wire repair, different keywords that you're being found for. So, and all of that is trackable on the dashboard. But definitely, once we get the payment up to speed, I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any revisions that will improve your performance, I'll have them, you know, conduct those for you behind the scenes. So is there another card that you could use in the meantime while you're getting that bank thing straightened out with the Angeles?
Well, I'm hoping they're supposed to have it straightened out this week is what the bank called. So I was kind of waiting on it. That's why I haven't called or anything. I was hoping it would be done this week so I could have that resolved.
Okay.
And then your all's payment, we can continue as is. How much is it?
It's just for $299. And one thing I could do to help you is once we collect that, I'll push the next billing out 30 days. Because if not, we would take the past due payment for March and you would pay again on April 19th. And I don't want you to have two payments close together, right? So if you pay right now, what I'll do is I'll push the next one out all the way until, what, May 6th. So you'll be paid in full till May 6th.
Okay.
And if you like, we could keep this card on file since the bank's going to kind of straighten it out and take maybe a different card for just a one-time payment. And then moving forward, you would go back to the same billing card. And
yes,
even if you
that's
use,
what I was going to ask
you want to do that? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't like to separate it because they submit the, you know, this at the end of the year as a business expense and they write it off, right? But you get invoices for all of the payments. So even if you do one here and there on a personal card, you can still use it as a business expense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do that.
Let me go back to the billing. It's loading. So other than the card, is it still the same billing address on 3 South Grand Avenue?
No.
Or is it a – okay, so what's the billing address for the new
– actually, hold on 1 second.
Of course.
Got the same billing address. Okay, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let me see here. Just get my debit card. And it'll have the same billing address.
Oh, good. Okay, that makes it easy then. So.
Right. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead. I can put it in.
With the card number?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got a phone call coming in. Hold 1 second.
Okay, no problem, Mark.
No, I just kept beeping. I couldn't. It was cutting in and out. Okay.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5293. 7304-0013-4554.
Okay. Expiration?
0724.
And the code on the back?
211.
Okay, and then you said same billing address, so that makes it easy.
Okay,
so 211. So let me go in and process the past due, and then...
Card is going to be different, though. I don't know if that'll make a difference to you or not.
Okay, how does it read up for the name?
Richard Lilly.
Richard, and then L-I-L-Y, or...
L-I-L-L-Y.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry.
And
hold on one second. My wife is traveling and she's calling me.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So I just needed to ask you, Mark, before I process this, who is Richard Lilly, and are you authorized to use his card on behalf of this? Or?
Yes, I am. You want to talk to him? He's my business owner, too. He's the co-owner.
Oh, yeah. If I could just really quick just ask him if we have, you know, the authorization, and then we can go back, and then we'll put your card on file again for the future billings, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. What? She just wants to verify that I can use your card.
Yes. It's our company card. It's got our company on it. Yeah.
Okay. I heard that. Thank you, Richard. Thank you for authorizing it. I didn't want you to see some random charge and think, you know, what's Tino over there at Local Splash doing? So, okay. So. You know I'll never say no to taking a man's credit card, though, right?
Oh, I'm not really.
So I got the green light, and then, Mark, if you have the original card ending in 6261, we can go in and put it back on file for May 6th. Or do you want to leave it on this Richard Lilly card? Whatever's easier for you.
I'll tell you what, let's leave it on there for right now. Then when everything gets cleared up, then I'll just call and switch it back over.
Okay, no problem. So if for some reason you forget to call, it'll automatically stay on this. So you only need to call if the bank tells you you're all good to go and you want to go back, then just call me and we'll put it back on. And keep an eye out in your email, too, because I sent you the email asking you to reply with the information for the site. So once I get that, I'm going to have Selena go in and fix that and put the site up on your domain, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. I'm glad that we got a little bit of, insight going. Thank you for relaying everything to me. And I'll get the technicians doing some performance updates, and I know you'll see better results this month. So in the meantime, have a really great rest of your evening, too, okay?
Well, thank you, and you do the same.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mark. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.